روز 22 بهمن ان شاء الله به حول و قوه الهی ملت عزیز ایران نشان خواهد داد که چگونه با اتحاد
ایران's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei boasts about the country's 1979 Islamic revolution on state TV 2 days before the official celebration. Meanwhile, on several websites, Iran's opposition is urging supporters to turn out for a peaceful anti-government protest. Observers inside Iran say the government is disrupting vital communications links, including the internet and mobile phone service, in an effort to keep the opposition off guard. Opposition activists sometimes rely on text messages and the internet to coordinate demonstrations. Several days ago, Iran's communications minister, Reza Taghipour, claimed internet speeds had been reduced due to damage to Iran's fiber optic network. He also promised that repairs would be made by next week. Human rights groups and Iranians living abroad say the government has detained more opposition supporters and activists, including Salah Nogrekar, the nephew of opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi and legal advisor to his presidential campaign. Opposition website Rahasabs is reporting that Grand Ayatollah Abdul Karim Mousavi Ardabili traveled to Tehran from the holy city of Qum to plead with Supreme Leader Khamenei to release opposition protesters in government custody. Iran's deputy police chief Ahmad Reza Radan urged Iranians on state TV to cooperate with security forces to make Thursday's celebration of the Islamic Revolution go smoothly.
ویژگی امسال مراسم 22 بهمن به اعتقاد من به این واسطه است که
He says it is necessary for people to cooperate in order to make the celebration take place in a secure and organized manner. Many people will be participating, he added, so it is imperative to obey the law. Former French ambassador to Tehran, François Nicolau, says that opposition leaders have urged their supporters to protest peacefully on Thursday, but he says it is not clear what will happen since those leaders are more figureheads to a movement that is operating on its own.
The leaders of the opposition have called upon their troops to go to the street and demonstrate peacefully on the 11th of February. So will they be listened to? You know, there are more figureheads than leaders. The opposition moves through informal channels and not through hierarchical orders. This is a weakness for the opposition because there is no central brain, but this absence of organization makes it more difficult for the regime to develop counter-tactics.
Eyewitnesses say security forces in Tehran are preparing for the worst by removing plastic trash cans that can be set ablaze and deploying loudspeakers in key locations to drown out opposition chanting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.